Okay, Chevra, I hope everyone can hear me and see me. What we've been discussing are the dinim derabbanon of Bishul, dinim derabbanon connected to Bishul, and we spoke about the dinim of Shehiyah, which means leaving food on a fire me'erev Shabbos. What's the story over there? What I want to discuss with you today are the dinim of hachazara, the dinim of food that was on the fire when Shabbos began, and you want to put that food back on the fire on Shabbos. If you remember, there are two ways of reading that first Mishnah in Perek Kira, whether it's Lishos Tznan or Lahachazir Tznan. So what's the story of Hachazara? There are rules and regulations, right? To do Hachazara, we'll discuss the details exactly. It has to be that the oven is garfakatum. It has to be that the food is fully cooked. According to some, it has to be that the food is still boiling. It has to be odon biyodai, daiton hachazir, ohiniach agape karka. But all of these rules will come up. But on a fundamental level, what's the reason why I need all of the rules? And as we know from Judaism, it is a machlokes. There are different reasons that are quoted in the poskim. The pashtus is the opinion of vast majority of Rishonim, is that the iser of hachazara is based on mechzikim bevashel. If you walk into my kitchen on Shabbos and you see that I'm holding a pot, and I put the pot down on the fire, you're going to say, hey, Schwartz, what are you doing? How are you putting food on the fire on Shabbos? You're cooking on Shabbos? What you doing? Right? That's what you're going to say. You might even say it in Yiddish, whatever, which shows that you're really angry. But the point is, the pashtus of the Isser of HaChazara is that it is a din of Mechzik HaMavashel. However, the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, and it's quoted in the Sher HaTzion of the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Nun Gimel, if katin lamed zayin, Rabbeinu Tam says that the iser of hachazara is an iser of shema yichata begucholam. The iser of hachazara, much like the iser of shehiyah, is aser that you might stoke the coals. However, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the iser of hachazara is a zooped up. It's like a more intense concern of shema yichata begacholim when it comes to shema yichata begacholim with respect to shehiyah. So we assume that once the food is kemaychol ben drusoy, so there's no issue. However, by hachazara, so there is a more serious issue of shema yichata begacholim. By shehiyah, technically, it's permitted at some temperature or some degree of cooking. Shehiyah is permitted. By hachazara, we never permit it if it is an uncovered fire. But on a certain level, the Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that hachazara is also usur because of shema yichata begecholim. That seems to be the halach. And I should point out that obviously hachazara can never be permitted if the food is meichel ben zirisoy, according to the way we paskin. Because we paskin shen yud chese ifdalet, as the bir halacha notes over there, that there's mamash and iser bishol if I go from meichel ben zirisoy up to mevushal kol sarka. Right? So you can't return the pot in that case, because that would be mamish cooking it on Shabbos. But if the food is fully cooked or the like, the shaila is, what's the reason for this of hachazara? Mainstream opinion is that it's usur because of mechzik mevashel. The opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, it's usur based on shema yichata begecholim. There are some who try to maintain that Rashi agrees with the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, that the iser is al shema yichata at the beginning of Perek Kira. So the Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai says you can only do chamin of olot tavshil. Zakt Rashi, because by tavshil it's nichale bishule v'aser lechtuye. Rashi has one opinion that the iser, which bepash this is an iser of hachazara, is because of shem yachata. Now it's not really proof of anything. Rashi is commenting only on the shita of Beis Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel, who we all hold like, so the Isser of HaChazara, I don't have any evidence of El Shema Yechate Begecholim, but nonetheless, what I have is the Shita of Rashi, at least within Beis Shammai, that's El Shema Yechate Begecholim. In the Bir Halacha, in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Se'if Hey, Dibra Hamasko LaHachem, the Rama over there tells me that anything you can't do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask an Oved Kochavim to do for you. Therefore, you can't ask an Oved Kochavim to warm a pot for you in the Tzta'anein. That's the din. The Bir Halacha writes, yeah, this din is true by a liquid. What about by a solid? Can I ask a guy to put the solid food on the blech, let's say, on Shabbos? L'cha'ira, it's a iser derabbanon of hachazara. It's a din of amira l'nachri, which is also a derabbanon. We have a principle in halacha that shfus to shfus, double derabbanon is mutar b'makom mitzvah. Su'udas Shabbos, as we know, is one of the great gustatorial mitzvahs in the Torah. So therefore, it should be a din of heter gomor. Should be shvus to shvus, b'makai mitzvah. That's the pashtus. And the Bir Halacha quotes that the Prima Godim holds its way, the Maharit holds this way. The Bir Halacha even quotes a shita of the Birkei Yosef, of the Chidah, that you could even take a davar lach shenisbash of an etztanein and have a goy put it on the fire for you on Shabbos, because we know that according to many Rishonim, davar lach shenisbash of an etztanein, there's no iser bishul min ha-tayra. Right? Many assume that ein bishul achar bishul applies to a davar lach as well. So the Bir Halacha quotes all of these shitos, and he writes that the Magen Avraham, the Tosefta Shabbos, are not so into it. Mikol makom nira de yesh lismuch olav letzorach Shabbos lahakel ukanal b'shem aprima godim. Zok the Mishnah Brura, you could be makol on the shaylo letzorach Shabbos. Ta'adu amir lo nachri, to do the chazara, hachazara is going to be okay letzorach Shabbos. The Chazon Ish, Simin Lamizayin Oschof Aleph, the Chazon Ish says that you can't do this. You can't do HaChazara al yidei a goy on Shabbos. The Cha'ira, this Machlokas is, and if you read the Chazon Ish, he's Mamar saying this, the Machlokas relates to our question as to the reason of the Isser of HaChazara. If HaChazara is Osir, because it's Mexican Mavashel, because it looks like you're cooking, so then that would be what we call an Isser Derabonon. If HaChazara is Osir Shema Yechata Begacholim, that is what we call Gezerah Derabonon. Rav Shachter in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Hei, famously creates the idea that there are differences in Hilchos Shabbos between Yisurim Derabonon and Gezerah Derabonon. An Isser Derabbanan is basically an Isser Doiraisa on a lower level. It's governed by the same rules. Alpi Halacha, you can't violate an Isser, a Malacha, we'll call it a Malacha, if it's Erev Shabbos. And if it's a Malacha Derabbanan, you can't violate if you do it on Erev Shabbos. Alpi Halacha, the Pashtus is, a malacha can only be violated b'kom asei. But b'shev al taisa, there's no violation of a malacha. But if it is a gezeira d'rabbanon, so one could argue that a gezeira d'rabbanon is usher even b'shev al taisa. You know, there is a fellow, Isaac Jacobson. Isaac Jacobson established the first Reformed temple in the world, in the village of Sassine in Germany. And all the Paiskim jumped up and down and they said, this is a terrible thing. Reform Judaism is also. Now, what exactly was going on in that temple as a scene? So presumably everybody had a beard, all the men. And presumably they're keeping halacha. What they had is they had an organ. And the organ was played al yedei anachri. They wanted to have music. They wanted to imitate the high church style, the Protestant church style that was going on in Germany at that time. But they knew you're not allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos. So they had goyim do it. So Dafman Fregen in Yiddish, was is azash lecht? What's so bad? Right? A goy is playing the instrument. What's so bad? How come the Chassam Sefer and everybody began to say, this is mamish terrible, Reform Judaism, Chodesh HaSemen HaTorah? So if Shechter explains in Eretz HaTzvizim, and hey, he develops the idea that we only permit Amir al-Nachri on something which is an Isser Drabonon. But a Gezerah Drabonon, Amir al-Nachri is not going to be permitted. Playing a musical instrument on Shabbos, a Gezerah Shema Yitake and Klei Shir. No? It's a Gezerah Drabonon that I might, right, the string is going to break and I might come to fix it. A shtickle paradoxically, Gezeiras Drabbanan are more chomer than Yisurim Drabbanan. And you can violate a Gezeira even B'Shaval Taseh. I didn't do anything. The Goy did it for me. But the Matzav, the situation that there is music playing on Shabbos for me, might mean that, like, when they play a bad note, I'm going to dash out of the audience and try to fix that guitar string. You can violate an Isser B'Shaval Taseh. You can violate a Gezer D'Rabon and B'Shaval Taseh, and Amir Lonochi does not permit it. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish is saying. The Chazon Ish writes that the Isser of HaChazora is an Isser of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim, like the Rabbeinu Tam says. Memela, I could violate such an Isser B'Shaval Taseh. The guy put it down on the fire. Okay, so that moment the guy puts it down, what did I do wrong? Garnished, habach garnish katin. But the next moment, and the moment after, that pot is sitting there on the fire be'isser. There's a concern of shami chata b'gecholim. I might run up, even though the guy did it, I might run up and try to stoke those coals. That's already an interesting approach. So much so the Chazon Ish writes that let's say the pot is on the fire be'isser. A goy put the pot down. So you violate the issers of the Chazon Ish every moment that the pot remains on the fire. Let's say for whatever the reason the pot is a muktzah pot. The Chazon Ish says it's better for you to go and actively remove a muktzah pot from the fire rather than leave it there. Because of the Chazon Ish, doing one Aveira, even if that one Aveira is a more serious Aveira, it's done biyadayim, that's better than violating many, many, many Isurim over time. That's the Yisur of the Chazon Ish. So violate one Isur Mukta one time, better than leaving the pot on the fire, Be'isser, which is a Gezeirah Shem Yechata time again. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that the din of HaChazar is Aser Mechzikim Avashal. That's why the Mishnah Berurah permits it Ayyadei Nachri. The Chazon Ish writes, no, Ayyadei Nachri it's Aser, even Ayyadei Kaif is Aser. And the Chazon Ish then goes so far as to say that because this is Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, it's Aser every moment the pot is on the fire, and it's better to do a one-time Aveira than many other Aveiras. Of course, it's Yisrael that's better to do a one-time Aveira as opposed to many, many Aveiras, is the famous Yisrael that Rav Moshe Feinstein has in a tshuva written to Reb David Rachman. Reb David Rachman was a Rosh Hashiva here in YU. His son, Rabbi Manny Rachman, is much more famous than he was. Reb David Rachman, as Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Shaila, are you supposed to, if you're a Rav, are you supposed to sell the chametz of a store who's going to continue doing business with the chametz over Pesach? So Moshe Feinstein Paskin, yes, you should. The reason you should sell the chametz is because if you don't sell the chametz, so the guy's going to violate the iser of bayira bayimotze, right, on the 20,000 kazesim of gin, scotch, and rye that he has in his store. No? If you sell the chametz, so yeah, he'll violate the iser of owning chametz, but only then on every bottle that he sells. Right? The stuff belongs to the guy. If he picks it up, he's stealing from the guy and he's selling it. So then he'll violate Nisr Geneva and he'll violate Bayira, Bayimatzi on that stuff that he sells. Zakhtar Maisha, it's better to violate one Aveira, even in a more serious way. You're doing it B'yadayim as opposed to doing it B'shabal Taisa. But it's better to violate one Aveira B'yadayim rather than many Aveiras B'shabal Taisa. But Maisha explains that this is the Shita that I in Simin Shin Chavches about if you have a chol sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbos. So what's better? What should you do? Do you shecht an animal for the chol sheyesh bo sakana to eat meat? Or do you say the chol sheyesh bo sakana should eat treif meat? Machlekes HaRishonim, Rash Baran. The Shitos that it's mutter to shecht for the chol sheyesh bo sakana is because I'd rather do one Aveira, even though it's a super duper big Aveira, than many, many small Aveiras. Right? If you eat the treif meat, every kazayas that you take is another iser. It's better to do one big Aveira of Chilul Shabbos than many small Aveiras of the iser of Achilas Nevela. Those who are mekel are only mekel because they say, what type of Chol Shabbos is it? You're shechting for Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. It's no Chol Shabbos at all. No, nothing to talk about. But those who are, right, those who say that you shecht the animal, hold that one Aveira in a more severe, more active way is going to be better than many Aveiras over time. That's the same yisoid that the Chazanish develops over here. There's a yisoid also, the Eglay Tal. This is actually one of my favorite topics. If you look in the Chavetz Salas HaShara on the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, he has a shtikla essay on this. There's a Medrash Pliya, Pasuk Imrina Achosi At, L'mangita Li Bavurech, the Medrash Pliya writes, Mikancha Shochtin L'chola B'Shabbos. So like, what the heck does that mean? Right? So the answer is this shtikla Taira, that it's better to violate one Aveira one time. He understands the Psukim this way. Violate one Aveira in a more severe way rather than violate many, many Aveiras over time. That's how he understands the Psukim. It's really creative. The Eglay Tal has the same yesod. Let's say a person climbs a tree on Shabbos. So the din is, you did an Aveira, you climbed a tree on Shabbos. Well, what should you do then? Do you have to stay up on the tree the whole time on Shabbos? If you climb the tree, b'mezid, we punish you. So you stay up there. But if you climb the tree, b'shogeg, they say you did an aveira b'shogeg. Do you stay on the tree the whole time on Shabbos, or do you jump down? If you jump down, you're violating an aveira b'kumbase. You stay on the tree b'Shabbos, you're violating the aveira of climbing a tree, which is an aveira that might break a branch, and violating it b'shabbat ta'aseh at every moment. It's like the Eglay Tal, it's better to jump off the tree, right? Obviously, in the way that you're not going to break your leg, right? You jump off the tree is better rather than sitting on the tree because it's better to violate one more active, more severe aveira than many aveiras time and time again. But b'kitzer, for our purposes, just to bring this back home, in the Isra of HaChazara, the Mishnah Brura permits Amir al-Nohri. The Mishnah Brura seems to assume the Isra is based on Mechzik Mevashel. The Chazanish says, based on Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, because it's a Gezerah, it's going to be usher every single moment. If it's Mechzik Mevashel, you only violate that Avera one time and you put it down. Hi, Sasha. The Mishnah Brura quotes it in the Shar HaTzion like as an afterthought. Yeah, he writes, yeah, the Rabbi Natan holds this, but you get an impression from the Mishnah Brura, again, the way I understand the Mishnah Brura, you get an impression that he really holds of Mechzikim Mevashel. The other sheet of Shemichat is an afterthought. I should point out that in Rabbi Willig's English Sefer, page 96, In Rav Shechter Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, page 56, they say that the real Isser of HaChazara is Al Shema Yechate B'Gecholim, within the day of the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Shechter tries to show this from a Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotin Tesvov. There's a din called Smicha. Smicha means that the food is not mamish on the fire, it's right next to the fire. There's a daif and nafsik. It's next to the oven, not mamish on the oven. What about smicha v'hachazara? So Rav Shechter understands in the sefer that smicha v'hachazara is an interesting situation, because in that case, the din of Shem Yechata b'gacholam still applies, but the din of Mechzikim v'bashal doesn't apply. He quotes that the Mishnah Brura, who says that smicha v'hachazara is problematic, the Mishnah Brura is obviously assuming that this is al Shema Yechata b'gacholam. If you read the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tesvav, the Rav Shechter is quoting, he actually has two opinions. That the main sheet of the Mishnah Berurah is what he writes in the Bir Halacha at the end of Se'if Hey, that Al Yedei Amir Lanachri, we're going to permit the din of Hachazara, and that's because of the fact that it's fundamentally a din of Mechzikim Mevashon, not Shem Yechata. This question, whether it's Alt Mechzik Mevash or Shem Yechat, of course, has many nafkaminos. In addition to those that we already noted, the Shaila is, what exactly would count as a blech? And let's go slowly. We only permit HaChazara when you have Garif V'Katam. Well, what is Garif V'Katam? So when we learned Shehiya, we spoke about Machlekes HaPoskim, about Garif V'Katam. Is removing the knobs sufficient, like Rabbi Aaron Cutler said, or do I assume that you have to actually cover the fire, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, right? But Rav Moshe writes that the practice is to do both. As a chumrah, we also cover the knobs. There's a din of toyach betet, though, right? We pointed out that in Siman Reish Nun Daled, according to the Ramah at least, there's a din that I could solve the problem, leave food on an exposed fire, mitzchilas haShabbos, and before Shabbos. I could solve that problem if it's tayach betit, meaning that your mamish can't access the knobs. Does tayach betit help for hachazara? Does it only help for shehiyah? L'cha'ora, tayach betit is a way of making sure there's no shemiyachat v'gacholam. But out Mechzikim Mevashel, you see, I'm putting the pot back on the fire. Toyach Betit doesn't help out Mechzikim Mevashel. If you hold a Shem Yechata B'Gecholam, like the Chazon Ish, one could argue that Toyach Betit helps also. What would be interesting, according to this Shtikl Torah, is if the din of HaChazora is out Shem Yechata, like I think the Mishnah Berurah holds, so then I need a different type of remedy than I do for Shehiyah. Shehiyah zikr aser, like the Goran Yidchah says, because of Shem Yechat v'gecholim. So by Shehiyah, the remedy of Toyach Betit helps. But by HaChazara, one could argue that the remedy of Toyach Betit doesn't help. I have to create a situation that it is not Mechzikim Avashel. Making sure that there's no Shem Yechat doesn't do the trick. Another nafkamina would be, potentially, a Shabbos clock. Can I have food that I'll put down on the fire while it's cold, and the Shabbos clock will turn the fire on later on? You know what a Shabbos clock is? A timer, right? Shabbos clock. Okay, so can I put the food on the oven when it's cold, but the Shabbos clock will turn it back on? If the Isser is out Mechzikim Mevashel, there's no Mechzikim Mevashel because the moment I put it down, it's cold. If the Isser is out Shema Yechata B'Gecholam, it's an ongoing Isser, so one can maintain that Yidei Sha'on Shabbat is going to be Osir. In Rav Rimon Sefer on page 334, footnote 139, he gives a bunch of nafgaminas in this Chakira, in terms of whether it's out Shema Yechata or whether it's out Mechzikim Mevashel. Let's just talk about some of these kulas. We mentioned HaChazara is permitted under certain circumstances. So It says in Shulchan Aruch the din of hachazah is Rishon and Gimel Se'if Beis. It says in Rishon and Gimel Se'if Beis that if I take a kedera, I'm allowed to put it back kozman shehiro tachat. Or just translate into Ashkenaz, it's for you, kozman shehiro sachas. You could put the food back. What does it mean, kozman shehiro sachas? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosachas that we're talking about is only by a liquid, and it's only within the Mechaber who holds that there's a din of Bishol Achar Bishol by a liquid if it drops beneath Yad Soled Despo, let's say. So it has to be Roseach, because if not, you'll violate the Isser Bishol Mamish if you put it back on. But Zach the Mishnah Berurah, according to Rabbi Moses Isserless, who we learned in Simin Shin Yud Ches, tells us that the din of Bishol Achar Bishol by Yedover Lach is Kol Zman Shel Nitzanin Legamrei. So then, even the liquid, you could put back Kol Zman Shel Nitzanin Legamrei. Before it was already cooked up all the way, but Shel Nitzanin Legamrei, that would be okay. And you don't need Rosachas. Moreover, I would not need Rosachas according to anybody when it is a solid food. Because by a solid food, the din is ein bishol achar bishol by davar yavesh. The Magen Avraham, though, writes that kol zman shehi rosachas is a fundamental requirement by hachazara. The Mishnah Berurah does not like that Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah says that no, kol zman shehi rosachas is a din out hilchos bishol. It's a din like based on Shin Yud Ches, Bishol Achar Bishol, etc. But the Magen Avraham says, no, one of the Tanoim, one of the conditions of Hachazara is that the food has to mamish be Roseach. The lumdus of that, of course, of that Magen Avraham, is that Hachazara is mutter because it appears like what I am doing is a Hemsheikh, is a continuation of what happened beforehand. I had the food on the oven, may Erev Shabbos. I take it off. I'm going to put it back. Is it a hamsheikh of what I did beforehand? Do I assume like it's a nuzach? Zak the Magen Avraham, Koz Manchi Rosachas is a necessary condition of Hachazara because if it cooled down, then it is clear that this is not a hamsheikh of the original thing. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to like that Magen Avraham. Other conditions of Hachazara, again, based on the same lumdus that we're discussing now, other conditions of the lumdus of, is it considered a hemsheikh? Is it a continuation of the original action? Or do I assume that it's a new thing? The Gemara has rules. Oidam miyodai, daitam lahachzi, elohi niach agave karka, etc. All of these rules seem to be ways of saying that it's a continuation of the original bishul. It's interesting, though, when you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Maran HaMahaber tells me that there is only one condition of these. And that condition is Loi Hiniach Agave Karka. Mutula HaGazira Kozman Shirel Sachas Velo Hiniach Agave Karka. That's what Mahaber says. The Ramah writes, you need Ode B'yadai, Haga, you need Daito L'Hachzer. Right? So the Ramah adds Ode B'yadai Daito L'Hachzer. The Mechaber says that all you need is Lohiniach Hagabe Karka. L'cha'ora, this question relates to another Lundish question, which is, do I need a chiyuvi connection to the fire? Or is it sufficient that I do not have a shiluli? I do not have a breach, a break of the original shihiyah. This is a big issue in Poskim, no? The Ramah, who says that you need oidem yodai dati lahachzir, the Ramah seems to be saying, listen, Hever, what you need is das. You need Odin the Yodel. You need an active connection to that original fire. If that active connection is severed, the Rama would say it's Osir. But the Mechaber says, no, no, no. It's only Osir if it's Hiniach Agave Karka. It's only Osir if I have a Maiser Shiluli, as we're calling it. I take the food, I put it Agave Karka. That shows that I'm a Salek it. That shows that I get rid of that original Maisa Me'erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber is going to say a Shiluli is going to uproot it. But you don't need a Hemshech Chiyuvi. The Rama seems to be saying that you need a Hemshech Chiyuvi. That seems to be Bigadol, the Halacha. Now, this Halacha is the normal way of reading Shulchan Aruch. The problem is the Mishnah Berurah gets really complicated over here. Because the Mishnah Berurah, instead of just reading the Shulchan Aruch, kind of gets beneath the hood. And he gets into the Rishonim. And he says, you know what? Many Rishonim hold that it's Hiniach Agabe Karka, but you had a Daito Lahachsia, that's also good. Many Rishonim hold that if it's Ode Miyodo, but you don't have Daito Lahachsia, it's also good. Right? That's already complicating stuff. I spoke to Rav Shecht about this once. He's like, yeah, come on. The Pashtus and the Mechaber is that everything is mutter unless you niach agave karka. Pashtus in the Ramah is that it's only mutter if it's odem yodo and ayatollah hachsi, you need both of them. That's what Rav Shecht once told me. And that seems to be the Pashtus. The Mishnah Berurah sometimes gets very complicated. All of his rules, you know, based on the different Rishonim. But that this seems to be the Machlekes Mechaber Ramah is chiyuvi versus shiluli. What's a nafgamina? I'll tell you a nafgamina. You have two pots on the fire, Me'erev Shabbos. You have your chicken soup. Minig Yisrael Kadoshim is we eat chicken soup Friday night. And you have your cholent. Minig Yisrael Kadoshim is you eat cholent Shabbos day. Friday night, Yanko goes into the kitchen, picks up a pot, puts the pot down, opens the pot. Vihina hileya, it's cholent. Hey, he takes his cholent pot off Friday night. So the shayla is he allowed to put it back? Let's say the cholent is fully cooked. But if the cholent isn't fully cooked by that point, the ba'adah gives it to us to put it back because that would be an exhibition. But in this case, you take it off, but you don't have in mind, right, to take it off. You have in mind to take off your chicken soup, right? Not to take off your chalom. So what's the din? So in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, he gives a bunch of cases along this line. You have a hafsakat eish. Is there going to be an iser in that case? Can I take the pot from one fire, but I have hafsakat eish, but I have another fire that's still on with the blech, I move it from blech to blech in those cases? So he points out in all these cases, Reb Shlomo Zalman is Meiko, Reb Yosef is Machmir. But when I dissect those cases, it seems to be precisely this issue. Do you need a Chiyuvi connection? Or is it that it's only us if you have a Shiluli disconnect? According to the Mechaber, the Pashtus is that in that case of Vihina Hileo, the case of you have your Shalom pot that you took off Friday night, according to the Mechaber, the Pashtus is, there was no siluk. You never intended to remove the Shalom pot, you could put it back. But according to our mother, you need a chiyuvi connection. You need oidam biyad, oidai to lahachzir. The Pashtus is, it's going to be, according to the Ramah, asr to put your Shalom pot back, because you didn't have the oidam biyad, oidai to lahachzir. There might be another kula in this case, which is a shita of the Ramah. They quote the Ran. The Ran has a mahalach that all the dinim of hachazar that I'm talking about are only, the only times I need the condition is when the food is not on the fire b'haschalas haShabbos. I want to put the food on the fire after Shabbos began. So in that case, I need odeh miyodeh daitel hachzir, etc. If the food was on the fire me'er Shabbos, so then I don't need oidim yodeh daitel hachzir. Apparently, Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. They told the Balabatim in Boston that they could rely on this. The Balabatim in Boston apparently were taking the food out of the refrigerator, putting it on the fire on Shabbos in a forbidden way. Rav Soloveitchik said, you know what? If you're going to do that, at least have the food on the Haskalos HaShabbos. And if you take it off and you put it back, you don't need the conditions of HaChazar. So in all of these cases, our case of Ihina Hileya, our case of cholent instead of chicken soup, according to the Ran, you can for sure be megal. The shayla is, am I mitzdarif this Ran? The Rama quotes the Ran, no? The Rama quotes, yesh oimer dem hoitzi macho min atanor, blah, 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 I'm looking at the wrong place. Yesh, I'm looking at the wrong place, whatever. The Rama writes, he quotes the Ran, but yesh oimer, the koza eino asar rak kishanat lo min akirin mi ba'od yom v'lo hechzir ad shakashecha. Avam lacho misham mishakashecha, afil hi nicho gabi karka z'mutar. V'chein ohagen lohaka b'tarnurim shalonu, v'abedin of Akira. So Rama writes, Toiv Lahachmir against this Ran. The other Svarim say, not just Toiv Lahachmir, but since many poskim disagree with the Ran, you should not be making like the Ran at all. Can I be mitzdarif this Ran? So in Reb Shlomo Zalman's Kulas of the Cholent Pot, he uses the Ran as an additional Tziruf Lahakil. I should note, by the way, because I skipped saying it like a few minutes ago, and I was supposed to, part of this question is to whether HaChazar is Usher based on the din of Mechsikim of Ashel, like the majority of Rishonim, or because of the Rabbeinu Tam, that Shema Yechata Begecholim is as follows. The Rabbeinu Tam has a chiddush that the Isuf HaChazara applies Erev Shabbos as well. The Divrei Omer Machazirin Machzirin Afilo B'Shabbos, right? Afilo B'Shabbos, like the Rabbeinu Tam, means that there's an Isuf HaChazara in Erev Shabbos. That doesn't mean there's an Isuf HaChazara in Erev Shabbos, right? I can't take a pot that was on the fire beforehand and put it on the fire like Friday morning, Kenetzain. So the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam that it's Osir, that HaChazara of Erev Shabbos is Osir. What the Rabbeinu Tam really means is HaChazara of Erev Shabbos at a time that you won't be able to boil the food up with Nei Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. But Yehemashi Yehei, to say that something is Osir me Erev Shabbos only makes sense if it's a Gezerah Shem Yechat Begecholim, as Rabbeinu Tam Lashit Hassel. But if you hold, it's also out to Mechsikim of Ashel, they can't be Mechsikim of Ashel on Erev Shabbos. Hey, Erev Shabbos, it looks like I'm cooking. Come on, dude, it don't look like I'm cooking. Huh? Erev Shabbos. No such thing as cooking there. Well, there is cooking in Erev Shabbos. It's not cooking the Isser. Right? There are lots of cooking that we do Erev Shabbos, but it's not cooking the Isser. Right? So it can't be Mechsikim of Ashel in terms of the Isser. Koze is the din of HaChazara, which means food that was on the fire, b'tchila se Shabbos, putting it back on the fire on Shabbos. What about nesina b'tchila? What about taking food out of the refrigerator Shabbos morning? Obviously, I'm talking about a kugel, food that is fully cooked, dry. Can I ever put that food on the warming area on Shabbos itself? So, according to many, obviously, smicha is permitted in this case. To put it next to the fire, not directly on the fire. Okay, got it. Is any cool to put it directly on the fire? So there seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch on this nekuda. In Se'if Gimel, Mechaber tells me, Hamashkin ba'bokev rosh yipticha tavshilo v'yari pin yachdiach yoser, yocholo hosir lahaniach kederi yishon reikonis al piyakira, meaning, if I wake up Shabbos morning, I see that my food is burning. I want to cool it down. My only heter, my only etza is to continue the dinim of HaChazara, to make sure it's lo hiniach agabi karka, odin lo sachas, due to the din of HaChazara, according to the Mechaber. If hey, however, writes that you're allowed to take food. I could take food that was cooked fully in Erev Shabbos and put it on a kedera. So I have a stira. Can I put food on top of a kedera or not? And so if Gimel says I can only put food on top of the kedera if I fulfill the conditions of Hachazara. But if hey, right, I'm allowed to take food in Erev Shabbos, allowed to take food Shabbos morning and put it on top of a kedera and all is grand. So it's a steer in the Mechaber, steer in the Shulchan Aruch, about Nisina Mitchima. So the Bir Halach is bothered by this Kasha in Se'if Gimel. This, and he writes that the Dogome Revava has an answer that may be only a type of food called Pnadish, which is never cooked in this sort of way. Only a Pnadish is permitted to put Al-Gabi Akadera, but nothing else is permitted. The Prima Godim has a distinction between putting food on a Kedera Malaya as opposed to putting food on a Kedera Reikonis. If the pot is a full pot, it's not the Prima Godim, that's what Siv Hei means. I'm allowed to take food and put it on a full pot. But Siv Gimel, I'm inverting an empty pot and I want to put my food back. So an empty pot is just a razzle-dazzle type of blech. It's like a bent blech, or it's a blech with a little bit of space between them. We'll call that a chazanish blech. So if it's an empty pot, you're not allowed to do nesina mitchila. If it's a full pot, you can do nesina mitchila. The idea is that nesina mitchila cha'ira is usher mechzikim mevashel. There's no mechzikim mevashel if I put the food on a full pot. Because you're going to walk into my kitchen and you're going to see that I have a cholent pot. Then you're going to see that I take a piece of kugel and put it on top of the cholent pot. You're going to say, well, you're not being mevashel. The thing that I'm mevashel is the cholent pot over there. The kugel I take out of the refrigerator is like a nachatis. It's not something I'm really being mevashel. But if Gimel, it could be a Mexican mevashel. That's the pashtus in the Prima Godim. And again, in the Prima Godim is what she tussle, that the Prima Godim holds that the din of Hachazara is out Mexican Mevashel, and the Sina Mitrila is just a way of doing Hachazara Beheter, right? If it's Agabe Kedera Malaya. That's the Pashtus in the din. If this is correct, that if this is correct, that the kula is only by a full pot, because by a full pot there is no mechzi kemevashel. So then there was a thing years ago called the kedera blech. Do they still sell them? The kedera blech is like a blech, but it has like a little bit of water that you put inside. Huh? And the idea is that it's like a kedera malaya. So like a kedera malaya, I could take the food out of the refrigerator, cooked dry food, put it on straight. It's like a kedera malaya, which the Prima Godim permits. On the other hand, if the cheshbin of the Prima Godim is that the full pot is not mechzik mevashel, so that's not going to help me at all with the kedera blech, because it still is a mechzik mevashel, no? It still is a Mexican mevashel. The kedera blech is so thin, so tiny. No one's going to say that, oh, you're cooking the water inside it. Come on, it's a tiny bit of water. It's just there like as a halachic excuse to fulfill, right, the din of kedera malaya. Pashtus is kedera blech would be forbidden, even according to this cheshbon. My daughter, who is in 12th grade, is learning Hilchos Shabbos. She's just had her final from the first semester with Rabbi Prager, and she tells me, what do you hold about kedera blech? Right? Prager holds it's mamish, a terrible thing. I'm like, okay, absolutely. Kedera blech is mamish, a terrible thing. Agreed. Totally agreed. Okay, gentlemen. By the way, Chacham Avad Yosef, Yechavadas Kelot Besim in Nemhei. The Chacham Ovadia says you could take food directly out of the refrigerator and put it on our blech, because he holds that the din is something along the lines of Dogomei Revava. Chacham Ovadia holds that we're not nervous. We're not nervous of Shema Yechata Begecholim once it is covered up. And the Sina Metchila is going to be permitted as well. Rabbi Willig permits a non-adjustable hot plate on Shabbos. So you could take food out of the refrigerator, put on a non-adjustable plate on Shabbos. His cheshbon is that there's no Shema Yechata, it's not adjustable, and it's not Mechzikim Avashel. Not Mechzikim Avashel, because no one cooks food on hot plates. That's Rabbi Willig's cheshbon. And Shlomo Bezalman Orbach did not like this. He said, you know what? There still might be a Mechzikim Avashel, because it's unclear why. But he says what you should do is you could put an inverted empty pan on top of the non-adjustable hot plate. In that case, it's mamish not mechzik mevashel. In Rabbi Willig's Sefer, so there's a haskama. I like to talk about certain haskamas which are non-haskamas. There's a haskama from Rav Neubert, the author of the Shmir Shas Kelchasa, where he writes, yeah, you permit the non-adjustable hot plate because there's no Mechzikim Mevashel, there's no Shem Yechata, but I feel that's a problem. There's a couple of these non-haskama haskamas, right? But Moshe Feinstein has a haskama on the Sefer Tikkun Erevin B'Manhattan. Like, he writes, everything he writes is absolutely wrong. Right? I hold no Erev Manhattan, but it's based on Rishonim. There was a Sefer Me'afar Kumi about the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, where the whole Sefer is to argue Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe feels that there's no chiyuv to move to Eretz Yisrael, but it's just a kiyum ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah kiyum is the whole Sefer Me'afar Kumi, written by Feld Tzvi Glatt. He was an Ole from Brooklyn who was killed at Kiddush Hashem on the Friday night in Chevron. They found the notes in his Gemara. He was trying to convince all of his friends from Brooklyn to make Aliyah. But Moshe writes a haskam on the Sefer. He says, everything he writes is wrong. He's arguing on me. He's wrong. But read the Sefer anyway. Right? So there's a non-haskama haskama. So Rav Neubert's haskama to Rabbi Willig, he says, don't rely on this non-adjustable hot plate kula. Follow the idea of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that you should put an inverted pan on top of the non-adjustable hot plate, because in that case, there's no Mechzikim Mevashel. I happen to think that you don't lose anything by doing that. My general approach is that any chumrah, we spoke about this, but like Klisheni, Klishlishi, right, the Ran in Psachim about that we're machmir to do Haseba, right? Even like Marzal Safek, do you need Haseba? The first two crises, last two crises. Right, so we're machmir. Why are we machmir? So the Ran writes, it's easy to do. Right, Haseba is easy. The Ran never lived in Washington Heights. Haseba is, I don't know why. Haseba is like one of the hardest mitzvahs. But okay, but the Ran says it's easy. Do Haseba. What's the big deal? The Pashtus is that if it's an easy chumrah, just put an inverted pan on top of your non-adjustable hot plate, may as well do it. You don't lose anything. Father Reb Shlomo Zalman. I think that's the pashtus. Okay, gentlemen, questions, comments, observations.
What was the reason of the Reb Ovadia then?
The reason Reb Ovadia is that lamaisa on top of a blech, no one cooks that way. There's no Mexican mevashel, and there's no Shem Yechata because the blech solves it. I should point out that the reason I don't like Rabbi Willig's cheshbon, the non-adjustable hot plate, is as follows. A few years ago, one of the buildings in the Heights did not have gas for like 6 months. It was mamish a disaster. So how did people cook? So the way they cooked was they took their hot plates, their platos, and you could cook on the plato. That's what they did. Mexican mevashel. They cooked on their plato. So when I said this over in the shul, one of the guys like, that's not Mexican mevashel. That's like, come on, right? You have no gas. I don't know. I still think it's Mechzikim Mevashel. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.